Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, January 8th. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
I didn't welcome you, but that's okay.
It's okay. I know. It's a universal welcome.
You're already welcome. Right. You know that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So today's Thursday. I'm waiting for Friday and the weekend. Don't ask me what I'm going to do, but I just need the rest.
Already?
Already. You see, the holidays didn't do it for me, man.
I know. It was a busy time.
Yeah, it was. You know, I mean, I was working, so I need a vacation, like, you know.
I do,
badly,
too.
Like tomorrow.
Me, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I definitely do.
When was the last time you traveled?
Well, I went to like Arrowhead in August, but that was after I had surgery. So it was like relaxing, but also recovery.
Mm.
And I was still a little bit in pain and taking medicine and stuff. So it wasn't completely relaxing as if I were sitting on a beach, let's say, with a margarita.
I see. Okay. So you're not looking really to be active, but at least to lie on the beach.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. I feel the same way, you know. I mean, people go like for adventures and stuff, which is fine.
Yeah.
But you don't get to relax, you know.
No, I think the adventure vacation makes sense if you've also gotten a relaxing one in.
Right.
And then you're counting two vacations already. So
that's true.
Who's got time for that?
Exactly. You know, in other countries, I mean, people get like a month vacation every year paid. So, you know, we don't get that here.
No.
Yeah. We're in labor camps here, especially in LA, man. That's all you do is work.
But it's the American dream.
I guess. The American dream is to have a house and not have to work, I think.
I think so, too. I mean, I would like a house. Just saying.
Yeah.
And apparently Oregon is the place to live if you're going to live anywhere now.
Yeah, I was reading about that. What is that all about?
I don't know, but I kind of want to give it a shot. Like, I'd like to visit and see what it's all about and then maybe one day have a house there.
Yeah. I mean, I know they're saying everybody's moving to Oregon.
Yeah.
What is it with Oregon? So they're saying, you know, there's like bike-friendly cities and green spaces and...
The weather.
Yeah, and the weather, I guess, is okay there. I don't know what it's like. I'm sure it's colder than here, but it's probably not as bad.
Right, and there's like a growing arts and entertainment, you know, culture that's happening there, so I'm curious about it.
I know.
We could go be radio hosts there.
I know. I'll move tomorrow. What the hell?
Why not?
You know? I mean, all these pictures look great.
Yeah.
Of Oregon. And it's funny because it's sort of like an obscure state. You don't talk about it a lot. You
know? Not ever.
But I don't know how people have suddenly decided that's the place to go.
Maybe because it's the place no one's talking about. So they figure it like better get there before everyone else does.
Nobody's there, right?
Right. It's like the Oregon Trail all over again. People are going to Oregon.
Yeah, I know. Wow, that's
But they're not dying of dysentery, you know.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not usually a place where you go visit either, you know. So how do you get the idea of moving to Oregon?
I don't know. Some smart people knew.
Yeah. And maybe they know something we don't.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
We got to check it out and see. Maybe I'll go there to visit and see what it's like. You should.
It looks like a relaxing place.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to like what the hotels cost there and what the flights are like. Yeah. Maybe that's the next destination.
It's probably cheaper than most, you know.
I bet there's a lot of hiking, city. Too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of wilderness and stuff there, you know. And I mean, we get hiking here, but everybody goes to Runyon Canyon. And then it's like, it's not nature anymore. It's like,
no, I went yesterday, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What was it like?
Hot. And just a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's more social.
I know. It's amazing how hot it's been, huh?
Yeah. The past 2 days were like in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's not,
I mean,
okay.
How do you hike in 80s? Yeah. So, but there's a lot of people there, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's not like being in nature anymore. You try to sort of like pretend you are.
Right. It's not so green like if you were to hike the other areas here.
Right.
I personally really like Westridge and Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite.
That's a hike?
Yeah. I also like Fryman Canyon.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Because there's like waterfalls and also like foliage.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I need to check it out. Mm-hmm. Is that the one here in the valley or something?
Yeah, it's like, back where I came from, like off Laurel.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. All right. So it's that area, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, sounds good to me. So Oregon is the next place to go. I also think they're thinking of legalizing marijuana, aren't they?
Probably, because I mean, they seem like the best state ever.
Exactly. You know, so what the hell?
Yeah. I guess that's where we're going next.
Yeah. I guess the average home price is $239,000.
Which is great.
Yeah.
I don't even know how people afford homes anymore.
I know. They're saying the same home in California is $400,000.
Right.
So I don't, I don't get that either. You know, I mean, how do we live here? I don't know.
I don't know.
But we manage somehow. I don't think we, even the rents are higher here than you know, everywhere else.
It's true.
Except for New York City. I think there it's like so packed with people that everything's expensive and old.
Oh, it's so packed. Yeah. Like my apartment in New York would be double the price. Easily.
Probably.
And two people would have to live in it in a studio apartment.
Yeah.
And that makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
That you're like in a professional setting and you're like, you know, have a real job and you're living two to one. Just doesn't make any sense.
I know. So they have it harder, I think, if you're in New York City.
But people love that life.
Right.
They do.
No, I know. And a lot of things there are more expensive too, you know.
Definitely.
Like by
tax.
A lot. Yeah. By a lot. Tax and everything. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, some things are like double, I heard. So I don't know, but you know, here living is expensive.
It is.
You know, everything is. But you know, I mean, who would want to leave L.A., you know? I mean, the thing is, you have everything here. You know?
You do. A lot of people, though, don't actually want to live their lives here. They come here to have a career, but they're like, I don't want to raise kids here. I don't want to stay here forever. I want to become successful and move somewhere else and then fly back if I have to. So maybe those people are going to Oregon.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I'm so curious now. It's like a mystery state.
I know. And it's not too far from here either. You know? So it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll visit. We'll see. I'm trying to figure out where to go, you know, on a vacation. But I don't know. Most places I've been to already that I like.
Yeah.
You know. And I'm not sure I want to go to places like Bora Bora or something like that. You know, it's too remote for me.
I like it.
Yeah. No, I know. But it's just in different countries and I don't know what the laws are. And people always get stuck and arrested in these places. And I don't want to take any chances at all, you know. So I like to stay within the United States. And we have a lot of nice places to go, you know.
And they just released a list of like the 15 quirkiest places to go in the United States.
Yeah.
So you could do the weird stuff here.
That's true.
And that's probably very interesting and funny.
Who's at the top of that list? Do you have it?
No, but I was looking at it yesterday and it was like, or 2 days ago, and it was like, go to the town with, I don't know. I don't remember what it said. But it was like a lot of funny things that you wouldn't imagine.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, that sounds interesting. You know, I mean, I wouldn't mind that at all. And like, you know, like Hawaii for me is ideal. Cruises are great.
Mm-hmm. But you know, cruises now, people are like getting sick or coming dead.
I know.
I don't know what that's about because I really like cruises.
Yeah, I know.
I grew up cruising all over the place because I was in Miami.
In Miami.
And
there's
the
a
port
lot of cruises
was right there.
To the Caribbean and stuff. Yeah. Wow. I know. I took one cruise to St. Thomas, St. John, you know, those places there.
I did that.
It's beautiful there. I mean, it's just like amazing. And these are places that are sort of secluded, you know. You can find secluded beaches and everything.
Right.
But you're right. I mean, cruises, there's a lot of people concentrated in a small area, you know. And it, yeah, I mean, disease will spread quickly. But I don't know if it's a reason not to go on a cruise, you know. Just like airplanes, they don't fall off the sky, but then still, there's crashes sometimes,
right,
but
exactly.
Most people fly.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I think that there are chances of, you know, risk in everything you do, so just pick your battles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely don't go to France right now.
No, it's so sad.
Right? Yeah. For those of you under a rock, a newspaper office was attacked by terrorists in Paris. Three guys. One of them gave himself in. He turned himself in when he saw his name on social media.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but okay. Maybe he thought if he wasn't known, he could get away with it.
Maybe, but I mean, that's why people get caught.
Yeah.
You know, this is not a rare occurrence that people get caught.
Yeah.
So how he thought he'd go under the radar with such a big, you know, situation that they caused,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, and now the other two are on the run. And, you know, you've got the whole country after them. They're not going to get very far. I'm sure they're going to find them.
No.
And, but, you know, and this was over a cartoon or something?
A political satire cartoon. Yeah. About the Prophet Muhammad, which, I mean, everyone does political satire cartoons.
Yeah.
This is, and I think that the, everybody like coming back with their cartoon versions of what happened yesterday shows this is not like an unlikely situation.
Right.
There are so many people out there doing political cartoons. And also, it's just a cartoon.
Right. But these people are crazy, you know? I mean, they're so like extreme that in their views that everybody needs to live according to their rules that, that you know, everybody's their enemy.
Right.
And, you know, and they attack everything. And the thing is that there's a lot, there's a big increase of Muslims in Europe, you know. And, you know, not to say that most Muslims are violent, but at the same time, it gives an opportunity for terrorists to infiltrate, you know. So what do you do? I don't know that there's a solution, but, you know, there's a mixing of people all over the world, you know. So you don't know who's who, who's against you, who your enemy is, or anything, you know.
It's just so crazy because you look at the cartoons where they show like the machine guns against the pens or the pencils, and like the pencils are trying to erase the machine gun, and it's like, oh, we're gonna get you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're really scared of us with our erasers and our pencil. Like, we sharpen. Like, that's all we do.
Right.
And it's just so sad what the, like, there are people in the world that feel the need to murder in this circumstance.
And yeah, and shut people up, you know.
Right.
That's what they're trying to do. I mean, don't dare take, you know, positions that are opposed to theirs.
Right. And now there's just that many more that are out there.
Right.
That now want to express themselves because it's expression.
Right. And it's freedom of speech, you know. I mean, we fight for that in democracy. And but then again, you know, these people don't understand that. They only understand one language, and that's violence, you know. And it's unfortunate, but you know, all of France is demonstrating, and we'll see. Maybe maybe it'll improve something. I don't know. After, because you know, until you get attacked, you don't think it's going to happen in your country or in your town.
And they're saying like, obviously, what's next is happening in the U.S.
Yeah.
Something similar. But it's going to happen, and it's always going to happen. And I mean, I don't know how we change the people with this mindset. I don't think we do because they've had that mindset for as long as they've had it.
Right.
The extremists. So you can't, you have to just react, I think. I don't know, unless you up security. But we're not going to stop with our freedom of speech. Just like the same thing with the interview.
Right.
That's why they brought it back, because you cannot limit our freedom of speech. That's the whole point of freedom of speech.
Right. That's the First Amendment, right?
Right. We can say, I mean, it, it's our First Amendment. It's not everybody's First Amendment.
Right.
But at the same time, it's not causing that much trouble.
Right.
Then what, are you going to shut down all governments because they're speaking? They have a freedom of speech, which is why they make laws.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, here in this country, you can say anything you want about the president, about the government.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a big accomplishment. You know, most places in the world, you can't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
And speech is one thing. Listening to that speech is another. And acting on that speech is a completely other thing.
Yeah.
So why don't we just let people say what they want to say? Like, we're not saying, you know, people with extreme views that you shouldn't say what you want to say. We shouldn't, you shouldn't kill people, for sure.
Right.
But we're not saying you shouldn't have your own viewpoint.
Right. Yeah, but they don't get that.
No,
you know, I mean, because they're not, they weren't born or raised with this. They don't understand the meaning.
I just don't understand how they don't understand what's eye for an eye.
Yeah.
A machine gun versus a pencil. Very different things.
Yeah.
Very different.
I know. And they're the guardians of Muhammad, you know.
Right.
He ordered them to go and kill people.
I feel like Muhammad probably wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Well, you never know. You know, I mean, Islam was spread by the sword. You know, I mean, they were like, they started in Saudi Arabia, and gangs of new Muslims would go and find tribes of Jews or Christians or whatever, and whoever would not convert, they killed them. So, you know, I don't know. And you got to remember, in the Quran, there's a lot of calls to kill people. That's why they do this, you know. So, yeah, you know, they call it the religion of peace. But, you know, I mean, we've seen so much violence from them that it's hard to think there are people that do not subscribe to that, you know. But I'm sure most Muslims do not.
Right.
You know.
And it gives them such a bad rep. Like,
it does.
It makes me feel, you know, bad because so many people do stereotype or generalize or put them in a bucket and say that religion does this or that.
Right.
And then they're not the ones going out and killing people.
Right. Exactly. I mean, they're extremists, you know, but they...
There's extremists in every religion.
Yeah.
But I think the whole point of a belief is it's a belief. It's not a fact.
Right.
It's subjective. It's, you know, what you want it to be, you take it to the extreme you want it to be. But other people are living just fine. Like, leave them alone.
Yeah. No, they don't understand that. Everybody has to live according to their rules.
Right. Like, my beliefs your beliefs, we're saying them on the radio, but that doesn't mean the listeners believe the same things. And
yeah,
that's okay, too.
They don't have to agree or anything. But that's the thing is that, you know, I mean, people would die for the right to be able to speak their
yeah.
opinion, you know. So, yeah, so that's why this is happening. But I think that... Well, you know, obviously, like, ISIS is doing the same thing, you know, the Taliban, you know, all these extreme Muslims groups, Islamic groups, the same thing, you know, just different names. But they
right.
all try, and they're in different parts of the world, Afghanistan and Africa, and even in the United States, in Europe, Middle East, of course. Everywhere there's Islamist radicals, extremists that will just as soon kill everybody. And that's what happens. You know, I mean, they ruin. What about, you know, in the Taliban destroyed all these Buddhas that, if you remember a few years ago, there were a few Buddhas that were carved into the mountains and stuff, you know, and it was like ancient, like thousands of years, and they went and destroyed it, you know, the Taliban.
That's a shame.
Yeah. And, you know, so that's what they're doing. They're trying to destroy cultures. And, you know, they're the biggest enemy. And I don't know why they're allowed to still roam like this, you know.
I mean, I don't know who governs that.
Havoc.
But, like, what I just am curious about their end goal. Like, what, you get rid
end
of everybody
is,
that...
No, it's converting everybody to their beliefs. That's what they want. So if you won't convert, they'll kill you. And that's pretty much how it started.
But
that's
is that world?
Islam
is their
started.
World such a good place that they want it to be spread? Like, I don't know. Are they happy in what they believe? Are their lives flourishing? And are they vacationing? Are they loving people? Are they
well? Happy and loving people do not kill other people,
right?
So they're hardly that,
right? I think
they're
so.
Full of yeah. They're full of hatred, and I mean, look, you know, they don't have strip clubs. They don't have anything. You know, give them something to release their frustrations. Maybe they'll be okay. Give them some alcohol to drink.
I'm just curious, like, what else is on their platform? Like, do they save animals? What is it that makes them so much better in their minds than everybody else?
Well, maybe they see themselves as a chosen people or something.
I don't know.
Yeah,
like, well, that's cool though. But keep
representatives for God. You know, they speak for God, and so apparently God wants us all dead. So I don't get it, but
I don't either.
Yeah, so. Yeah, but then at home we have things happening too. Did you hear about this 5-year-old girl that was thrown from a bridge by her father?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't think, for instance, the extremists should go out and attack other people because we're attacking ourselves. So let us do our crazy things. You do your crazy things, and we'll call it a day.
Yeah,
like there are people here killing their children.
I know.
Anybody?
I know.
Like, that's just crazy.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the story behind this is, I guess, a cop saw a car speeding 100 miles an hour, so he chased him. The driver stopped at a bridge, pulled out his daughter, 5-year-old girl, held her under his arms, and threw her over the railing into the water. They're saying the cop actually tried to go after her, but the current was too strong. So she died, obviously, and they caught him. They caught him. And
so crazy.
Yeah. I mean, my God, you know, where did this happen? St. Petersburg. So that's Florida, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, so they recovered her body, I guess. He's 25 years old. Yeah. I don't know where the mother was, but, yeah, what was his motive? I don't know. I mean, how can you do this? It's your kid, you know? You die for them.
Right.
Take a bullet for them.
Not everybody feels that way. And I think that there should be different circumstances for having children these days, because there should be like a mental test before you are allowed to bring a child into this world.
Yeah.
Or you should be mandated to give the child up for adoption, because there's so many people that want children, and then there's people that do this.
Right. But you know what? It would sound like a military state if we started doing that.
Right. I mean, how can we police everybody for everything? I mean, it's all right, I guess, to bring people into this world. But then don't kill them.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, they could go wacko after the baby is born. You know, they might pass those tests you're talking about. And because some people are not equipped to handle children.
I agree. Well, if we can police what you do to a life once it's alive, why can't we police before they're alive?
Yeah.
You know, and that's an interesting thought, because you go and kill someone.
Right. But you can't like either arrest or hold someone responsible for something that they might do, you know?
No, but we can say like, okay, well, you're not fit to have children because you believe in murder.
So how do you stop them?
I don't know.
Would castrate them?
Well, you have to take tests every so often to get your like license, and you have to like renew your vision, and you have to be certified for certain things throughout your career. Why can't you like have regular mental tests? I think everyone should. You go in for your once a year physician like test, or whatever, your physical. And why can't you have a mental test every year?
Yeah, well, you know what? I think in that case, half of the country would probably not pass.
Good.
Yeah,
then let's
people
fix them
have
when
issues.
It's happening.
Yeah.
You know, like how they discover like Alzheimer's and like early onset Alzheimer's. Why can't we discover other mental issues earlier?
Yeah, because I guess people don't take it that seriously.
Put everybody on Prozac.
Yeah. You know, try to get some mental health help. You know, anywhere. It's very hard. You know, I mean, they're trying to make it easier now. They have parity laws, which insist that insurance companies treat mental illness the same as physical illness.
I think that's a good thing.
Right. But there's still a lot of stigma and stuff to mental illness. So people don't seek help. Many of them are depressed and they don't think there's any hope. So you never know, you know. But like I said, I mean, there's a point to what you're saying, you know.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's not practical. So,
I mean, to me, if they like offered, you know, however many like therapy visits in your insurance plan, like they do your doctor's visits and things like that, and some plans have that, but I would take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Because who doesn't want somebody to listen to you just because?
Yeah. No. I mean, absolutely.
It's like a mental spa. Yeah. I'd go for sure. You'd be my best friend. I have to pay you, but you'd be my best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I know.
The more help a person can get, the better, I think. We're like beings that need a lot of maintenance, if you think about it.
That's true, yeah. Because we're born into this world not really knowing how to live. And nobody really teaches us, you know.
No, but then also you need a dentist, you need a doctor, you need an eye doctor, you need a... For women, you need to get your hair done. You need a personal trainer. You need all these things. Why not need a therapist?
Right. Yeah. Well, I think because of it, there's not enough research done in mental illness. And maybe that's why they haven't developed that kind of research. I don't
know. Maybe. I feel like it's getting a little bit more trendy, though.
Yeah.
Once it becomes a trend,
people... Oh, you mean like to go to a therapist and stuff? Yeah.
I actually respect, like, for instance, if I've gone on a date and somebody mentions that they have a therapist or something, I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're crazy. It means you're dealing with your issues. I'm actually more impressed by somebody that's aware and dealing.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Except they might have some serious problems.
They might, but you know what? They're still dealing with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Better than somebody that's not.
Exactly. You know, and the thing is, you can have mental illness, but if you're treated and everything's fine, then you can live a normal life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people don't realize that, so they don't seek help.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, So I posted, I saw you noticed my post about my espresso machine that I bought. And
very excited for you, because I believe the world should drink coffee.
I've wanted one for a long time, and I thought, you know, it's like some of them are very expensive, and I thought, well, maybe I don't need it. So then I found one that's like $40 for Mr. Coffee. I said, okay, what the hell, you know. So after I took it home, I didn't even open it yet, and people were saying, you know how much work is involved in this? You're going to have to clean it and do all this and measure the coffee and... and pack it in and all that. And I'm thinking, God, I don't want to do that.
No, you got to get one of the pods.
Yeah, so that's what I got. Yeah,
I have that too.
Yeah, do you?
No, I don't think the same one, but mine came from Starbucks. It's the Verissimo.
Verissimo. Okay, I think that's Nespresso also, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's Starbucks.
Oh, it is Starbucks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like their brand?
It's their brand and like their pods, which I'm fine with. Tastes great. Yeah. Love
it. Oh, cool.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
My best friend and I both got them on Black Friday last year.
Oh, did you?
They were almost free.
And they're easy, you know? I mean, that's the thing. You stick it in, and then it has the foam cup in it.
I don't do that, but it came with it. I was just happy it came with it. Right. I don't use it.
Right. But it's not that steaming thing, you know, it's like, it's a whole container and it spins the milk.
Yeah.
And it creates the foam.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, you know, this is like unbelievable because the foam comes out better than at Starbucks or anything where they do it manually, you know. So I'm like, you know, I'm up in the heavens. I'm enjoying this. I drink, two cups a day, I think. This is what I used to drink anyway.
Yeah, what, regular morning coffee. And afternoon?
Yeah, morning and evening or something.
Yeah. I love coffee.
Yeah.
I was actually saying last night after we finished dinner and we had our dessert, I was like, oh, I wish I could have coffee now.
Yeah. Huh?
And she's like, you could, like maybe decaf or something. And coffee doesn't actually keep me up. I just love the feeling of drinking a warm cup of coffee.
Right, yeah, I'm the same way.
Even cold coffee sometimes. But I like needed a coffee. I was like, that's what you do. You have a macaron and then you have a cup of coffee. She's like, do it if you want. I was like, it's kind of pointless, I guess. I could have tea, I suppose.
Yeah.
I love coffee. I love going to restaurants too. And like, they're like, coffee? I'm like, yeah that's what you have at the end of the meal.
Right. But there's definitely a difference between espresso and cappuccino and then regular American coffee.
Is there?
Oh, come on. You know, I mean, there's like, you know, espresso, the whole reason of having the machine and stuff is that it has to be brewed under pressure. And that's what it does. Excuse me. So, in regular coffee, just drips. If you notice, espresso comes out a lot stronger, too.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Well, my machine does it where you can decide on how many cups it makes, if it's espresso, if it's an actual cup of coffee, if it's a latte. So you put the same pods in, but it brews them differently.
I see.
And I love that option, so.
Yeah, that's cool.
My coffee machine is my best friend.
Yeah, huh?
It's my best friend.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm enjoying it a great deal. I look forward to getting up in the morning so I can have some of this coffee.
And you save money because you make it at home.
That's true, yeah. I mean, you know, well, I don't go to Starbucks that much anyway, but I drink usually like instant coffee and stuff.
Oh, no.
But
way to upgrade.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind it. Look, I got it in here. I'm used to it. That's the way I grew up.
Right.
So, because like coffee drip, that's sort of like an American thing. I haven't seen it in other places. Europe mostly is espressos and cappuccinos and things like that. And then at home, it's like instant coffee, you know, like Nescafe or something like that.
Speaking of coffee, in Israel, all the rage was Aroma Cafe.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like Starbucks.
Yeah.
It's like a chain.
And it was like ice blended coffee that everyone was obsessed with.
Uh-huh.
And we went in the dead of summer. So, you know, obviously we needed some iced coffee.
Right.
And then when I came back here, there was a couple aromas, but they're not the same.
No, the aromas here are different.
Yeah.
But it's, but there's one aroma that's the American aroma here in Tahanga. I don't know if you've been there.
No.
It's an amazing place. There's always lines out the door, but it's like a little garden. You sit in the garden.
Oh.
And it's really cool, you know, and it's nice people and stuff. You know, it's Studio City, quality people.
I'll have to go.
So you feel good there, yeah. And then there's the aroma here in Tarzana that's Israeli, but they have... so they have some Middle Eastern food and stuff, but it's cool. But it's not like the chain over there. But if you noticed, you know, you go to Starbucks here, all the food is like plastic and cold and dry.
I think they're stepping it up a little bit, though.
They are. They're warming up their stuff now and things like that. But it's still, I don't know, you know, in Israel, you go into that aroma and you have croissants and all kinds of rolls and everything.
Yeah.
And it just came out. I mean, they make it there.
Yeah.
You know, so it just came out of the oven. It's not frozen or anything. That's one thing I noticed, you know. Here, the food doesn't smell for the most part. You don't smell food, you know. You walk into a restaurant, you know, often it just stinks of grease or something, but You know, or like when you buy the stuff from Starbucks, it never smells like food.
Well, it's frozen and then it's reheated, so I think it loses some of its luster.
That's what I'm saying, you know. So, and I don't know, in many places it's like that, you know. And, you know, but you go to other countries and the food just smells and it's rich with flavor and smell. So I don't know, you know. I mean, it takes, I found that for people, it takes a while to get used to American food. You know, we have people coming to visit from other countries and they go, wow, you know, this food is bland or,
yeah,
you know, it doesn't smell like food or whatever. It doesn't agree with their stomach. I don't know.
And then we're a nation of trendy foodies and everybody wants to be a foodie. So you have all of these like TV shows about food in America and yet our food is...
I know.
It's getting there. I think it's getting there.
Yeah. I think it's most West Coast, though, because when you go to New York and you walk the streets, you can smell the bakeries. You know, I mean, yeah, like here, you walk into a bakery, it doesn't even smell like a bakery.
I'm going to have to test this theory.
Yeah, test it. Check it out. It happens all the time. It should smell like food. It should make you like your mouth water.
Right.
That you want to eat it. So that's what I'm saying. You walk in New York, you know, and so there you walk so you can smell the food coming out of the coffee shops. I don't know. New York is cool. I love going there to visit. I don't think I could ever live there.
No, neither could I.
Yeah.
I'm not a New Yorker.
Yeah.
Even though people think I am just by my appearance.
Really?
But it's not my favorite place, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Visiting is okay, but you're right. I mean, there's a lot of things that are a turnoff, I think, for people that come from LA. You know, one thing I did notice, though, I mean, it's a lively place. You know, it's a 24-hour city. Here, everything closes at 9:30, 10 o'clock. You can't eat anything. You can't go anywhere. You know, clubs close at like 1, 2. I mean, you know, some places like you were in Israel. In Israel, people just go out at midnight.
Right.
You know, so... I don't know how they do it. I mean, when the hell do they sleep?
I do not know.
Yeah.
I don't need places to be open that late just because I don't want to even be up that late.
Yeah.
So.
But at least till midnight or something.
Right.
I mean, you drive around here. Actually, Hollywood is better where you live. There's places that are open later.
Yeah.
But here in the valley, I mean, it's sleepy town here. You know, after 9 o'clock, forget about it. There's no place to eat.
Got to eat early.
Only drive through fast food.
Ew.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So let's see what else is going on. So yeah, I definitely recommend the espresso machine if anybody's interested. It's called Nespresso, and I forgot the model, but I think they all work the same way, all the Nespresso machines.
Yeah.
So check it out and see. If you like coffee, that's the way to go. Let's see what else. 50 Shades of Grey coming out, right? When is it coming out? Do you know?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's not too far, yeah. So now they're trying to figure out what to rate it, whether R or NC-17. And they claim that the sexual content is not, you know, they're saying, oh, look, yeah, it's got sex and stuff, but it's a love story at heart. It's like, who cares? You know, people don't go there for the love story. I'm sure they're going for all the kink and stuff, you know?
Probably.
Did you read the books?
I didn't. I don't really like fiction all that much. For me, if I'm going to read fiction, I'll just watch a movie.
Yeah.
So unless it's based on a true story, I'll read a book, you know, in that way. But now, because I read books now.
Right. But by now, everybody knows what it's about, right?
Yeah, and I don't really have the desire to read it since I know the movie's coming out, and I am more excited about that than anything. I'm going to see it because everyone's talking about it.
Right. Now, I wonder if more women are going to go see it, because I know, obviously, it's a woman's book. I mean, I think probably 70, if not... Well, I'm just estimating, but I'll bet you a big majority of it were woman readers.
Probably.
As opposed to guys. So the movie's probably going to be the same, except guys are more visual, so maybe they like it for the unusual behavior and graphic nudity.
Right, and they'll say that they're going because their girlfriends are making them, but they're probably curious.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not curious to see the movie.
I am, but from the comfort of my own home. Like, if it's on demand, or they have that, like, video on demand, like, the day it releases in theaters, it also releases on your TV, I would watch it on my TV because I don't generally like going to the movie theater. But it's something I don't need to go see with a million people either. You know?
You think it's a more intimate thing.
I don't know that it is or isn't. I just don't have the desire to see it amongst other people. Like, it's not that kind of movie where you need, like, the big screen with the sound system and, like,
right.
You know, it's not, like, Interstellar, for
and
instance.
The people's laughter and stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes you want to go to the theater just to be around people.
Right. For comedies, yes. For, like, yeah. Interstellar or, like, Gravity, those kinds of movies that are big movies that are spectacles, fine.
Right.
But I don't need to see this one like that. Probably going to skip that.
I'm probably going to see just because I'm curious, but I'm totally not into this kink stuff at all. All this bondage and yeah. You know. And, but yeah, I mean, it kind of, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the story that well. I just know that she goes and works for him and then he seduces her and, you know, introduces her to bondage and
yeah.
and all that stuff. And then does she become like a slave or something, you know?
I don't actually know.
Yeah. I don't know. They're saying, well.
And his last name is Gray, so it's like 50 shades of him, yeah, I guess. Because he's like a businessman and he's also got this secret and.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
Why not? And I love the Beyonce song that's in it.
Oh, there's a Beyonce song?
Yeah, well, she covered a song. What is it? I don't remember. But the soundtrack's supposed to be really good.
Mm. Okay.
Very seductive and, like, mysterious.
Now, the actors are not really known, are they? I mean, do you know Dakota Johnson?
Yeah, well, she's Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson's daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And she's been in some other stuff.
Really? She's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then the guy is Jamie Dornan?
Yeah, I don't know what else he's
doing. Irish actor model. Yeah. Hmm. Okay, cool.
I'm curious.
Well, these guys are going to be big stars after this movie. That's
for
sure. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. That's why this is a, you know, like a role of a lifetime when you get a break like this.
Definitely.
You know, you're like an unknown or something, and then you become like the biggest thing.
Right.
You know, I mean, God. And for certain roles, too. I mean, I'm sure all the women are going to, like, fall over him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though he plays, like, not such a great guy.
Oh, really? So he's not, like, a nice guy?
I mean, I think that he is, but he's got a dark
side to
yeah,
him?
Yeah, which is why he's into all these things that he's into. And and I think it gets a little cray-cray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little naughty, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so it opens February 13th, I guess, just in time for Valentine's Day. And the day we decided is when people make the most babies. That's why they have them in December.
Yep. It's true.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't have babies on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
December's not the month you want your children
born. Don't conceive. Yeah, because everybody's got a December birthday. It's not as special anymore.
And it coincides with all the holidays, so you sort of get muddied in there. But maybe wait till January.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
After Valentine's Day, maybe late February or early March.
Yeah, so use contraception on Valentine's Day and then bring your kid.
Right.
Conceive them a couple months later, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're planning.
Don't like people that are born in December also, like, tend to be the youngest in their class and stuff, usually? Is that the case?
I don't think so. I think it's like a middle range
age. The middle range.
Yeah.
So it's like maybe the summer babies, right?
The youngest.
If they
don't
make it into school in September or something.
They're either the oldest in their grade or the youngest in their grade.
Right, yeah.
So your parents have to pick.
Yeah. Hmm.
Because school starts in what, September?
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, that's like the cutoff.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the People's Choice Awards last night?
I did not.
No, I know. I didn't even know they were happening. And actually, this is like my favorite awards show because it's the people's choices.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, so you get different kind of movies, different music and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas like, you know, in the Oscars, it's always the fine art stuff that gets recognized.
Right. I mean, I can't keep up with all these award shows. I have to limit my intake to, like, the big ones.
Yeah.
So, like, the Golden Globes, the Oscars, SAG
Grammys.
Awards, I suppose, Grammys. Yeah. I like because it's music and you actually get performances.
Right.
But I sometimes miss the other ones, like the People's Choice Awards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess, yeah, because they have more movies that are, like, that people go see.
Right. Last night I actually watched a movie instead. I watched Big Eyes.
Big Eyes.
That's with Amy Adams and Christoph Waltz.
Oh, I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I like her too.
I really like the movie. It was about the Margaret Keane paintings with the big eyes.
Okay,
those
yeah.
cartoons with the big eyes. Uh-huh. And what's his face? Directed it. Oh my God. Tim Burton.
Tim Burton. Yeah. Okay, sounds like
because he was a collector of Keane paintings, so he made this story and brought it to life. So fascinating about how she did the paintings, but he took credit, her husband took credit for it. And then they went to court over it, and finally, you know, she got credit for all of her paintings.
Wow.
And he was actually never even a painter. He lied and said he was, and it's a whole thing.
Wow.
Fascinating story.
And that's a true story.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because usually Tim Burton comes up with, like, weird movies, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
However, this is a true story and very interesting.
Wow. Very cool. Is that a new movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're getting, like, all the screeners and everything. Oh, wow.
I try. You know, I like watching movies at home.
Yeah, well, that's okay. You're in media now. You can give reviews to the movies.
Yes.
Right?
Well, I think it was great.
Yeah. Some people shouldn't get this at all. I mean, you, if anything, you should be able to get the screeners, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr. won for what? Probably Iron Man or something? Or
for The Judge. Probably Iron Man.
Oh, yeah. The Judge. That's true. They're not saying for what, though. Jennifer Lawrence won.
She did for what?
They're not saying. So either The Hunger Games or what else? She was in a lot of things like American
Hustler. That was last year, though.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It seems
that was
like
last
yesterday.
Award season.
Yeah. Seemed like yesterday. But then she was in, what else was she in? Wasn't she in a movie this year? Hunger Games? No, huh?
Other than Hunger Games, I don't remember. But I really like her song that's on the radio from the Hunger Games.
Oh, really? There's a song?
Oh, yeah.
I heard that she came out with a song or something. Can she sing?
It's really good.
Really?
I personally think it sounds a little jazzy, and her voice is deep like mine, so I like her singing voice.
Oh, wow.
I think that it was just a quick thing that they did for the Hunger Games. It's like kind of an eerie song, but then they remixed it, and they released it as a radio song.
Oh, wow.
You got to hear it.
Yeah,
I got
to hear it. Maybe we'll play a little bit of it.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's go to YouTube. And what's the song called,
Eva? The Hanging Tree.
Oh, The Hanging Tree. Okay. Let's find that and see if it is indeed a cool song. The Hanging Tree pop version. Is that the one you want?
Probably.
Okay. So let's see. Rebel Remix, I guess.
Sure.
Oh, there's a lot of remixes
here.
Yeah. So it's probably going to take like a long time before she starts singing, you know?
No, because that's the only part of the song that actually is like, that's the highlight of the song. So let's see.
But there's just different remixes. That's what I'm saying. So I don't know.
Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man. They say who murdered three. Strange things that happen here. No stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree?
Okay, I get it. I wouldn't be able to relate to this song. It's too slow for me.
Well, the faster versions are on the radio.
Okay, so yeah, I'll
look for
that.
A different remix.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, there's like a million remixes here. So I don't know. But she probably won for that. Let's see what else. Favorite action movie, Divergent won.
Oh, wow. Good for them.
Yeah, I guess. All these, like, young readers' books are doing real well.
Uh-huh.
Favorite action movie actor, Chris Evans. I guess that's for Captain America.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, that's about the selections there. It keeps repeating itself. It's pretty much the same. Yeah. So, I wish I hadn't missed that, though. What else is going on? Did you hear about this high-speed rail we're going to have here?
I did. I wonder when it's going to actually be built.
Probably like 2020 or 2025
probably.
Or something.
It looks really cool.
It does. I mean, 3 hours from L.A. to San Francisco is not a bad deal at all.
But that's the only place it's going?
I guess. But it's good enough. I mean, you know, you can stop in all the places. Maybe it's a, well, it's a high speed rail. Maybe it doesn't stop anywhere.
Right. It probably goes just from here to there and back. Right, and that makes a lot of sense for all the people that go there for Silicon Valley.
Right. That or that commute every weekend, because a lot of people fly back and forth. You know, they like work there during the week and fly back for the weekend.
Or,
I know quite a few people that do this. And so this would be good for them. But, you know, maybe it's like the busiest route for California.
Probably. Know? I mean, I would go.
Yeah.
I would definitely go if I could save time. And I don't like traveling by plane because of the fact it takes so long. Like, you have to get there early. You have to check in. If you check in, then you have to sit and wait for your plane to board. Then you have to be on the plane. You have to land. Then you have to get off. And it taxis forever sometimes. Then you have to get your bag if you check the
bag.
And I think that, you know, it takes forever.
Yeah.
So if there was a faster way to get everywhere, I would be so happy.
Yeah.
They should also do one to Vegas.
Mm, yeah, that one would be nice. In fact, they thought about a regular train. I remember when I lived in Vegas, they wanted to do an LA to Vegas.
They should.
Yeah, I mean, that's like 35 years ago. I mean,
that's a route that they haven't done it.
I know. And it would save a lot of traffic, too. You know, I mean, the traffic has become horrendous to drive.
Oh, yeah. There. Getting back after you've been there and all you want to do is get out of Vegas.
Yeah.
Once you've been in Vegas, you want to go home.
Yeah.
Like that last day. So then you're stuck in traffic, and it's kind of, you know, frustrating when you're hungover. But
yeah.
I also think it would be so cool if they brought back, you know, the classic training, like traveling by train, where you, like, get dressed up, and you've got a little cart, and you live in it, and it's like a dining experience, and you can see things along the way.
That's true. So you can take trains like that. They have it, like, around the world.
Nice?
I don't know, here. I think so, yeah. I mean, I've seen them advertised, like, you know, take a trip to, I don't know, they have them in Africa, they have them in Canada, I think. I'm sure they have them here, too, you know.
I would love
probably,
that.
You know, going through the Midwest or something.
Lauren,
you know,
who you met, is obsessed with trains. And all
really?
She wants to do is, like, wear a big hat and go on a train. And that would be her dream come true, because it'd be, like, you know, classic traveling. So
that's true, huh? Like the old-fashioned style.
Yeah. And you have, like, hat boxes and, like, that kind of luggage.
Oh, God. She's trying to live back in the 30s, I think.
Well, it's so, like, in style for us because it's a time that we don't know about.
Yeah.
And to us, it's just so glamorous. Now, what's glamorous about what's happening now? Award shows, that's about it. People don't even dress up to go to the theater anymore.
I know.
We missed out on that
or
time.
Or to restaurants. I mean, even nice restaurants. I haven't been dressing up because many people don't. You know, I mean, L.A. is so casual.
So casual.
You know. Although I like dressing nice. I mean, I don't go like in ripped jeans or anything. But I'm not going to put on a suit or anything to go to dinner.
Yeah. You know? No one does.
Yeah. I know. So it will be cool to have a high-speed train, but it's going to be a long time from now. So
at least it'll bring jobs to the state.
Yeah. I know. Hmm.
See what happens with that.
Yeah.
I would go on it. I would need like a year to happen, like, of trial train runs, and then I'll go on it.
Yeah. I know. Well, you know, trains are cool. I agree with you. It's nice. In Europe, they have the Orient Express and things like that. I mean, it's like legendary, you know. And so if you wanted to do what you're talking about, I think if you go on the Orient Express, you might be able to do that, actually dress up
and all
that. Because, yeah, I mean, that's an old thing. But, yeah. All right, anyway, this is the end of the show, folks. Jen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for making it easy to get through to Friday. So tomorrow is the last day of the week, and we'll see you then.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.